Chapter 5, A Texas Gentleman. When Victoria saw those Texas cattlemen walk through the door, she was amazed. They were different from any of the men in Chicago she had ever known. They even walked differently. The Texas men certainly had a presence of strength and vitality. All of them were smiling, and they reminded her of children in a candy store. The men were wearing suits and ties, and collectively they were exceptionally handsome. The Everlay sisters were making introductions to the girls. As Victoria watched, she remembered the ladies always said,
"Gentlemen are only gentlemen when properly introduced."
One very tall Texan was standing next to Ada when she said,
"My hands are cold."
With that, the Texan quickly called over a waiter.
"Two bottles of champagne for the lady. The champagne warmed those pretty patties."
Victoria was not forthcoming, whereas many of the more experienced ladies knew how to flirt with their eyes and get a man's attention. She decided to keep her eyes on the piano player and focus on the music. She didn't notice the tall, handsome gentleman who had been standing back watching her from across the room. Sensing that someone was approaching her, Victoria looked up and saw Minna leading the gentleman who had been watching her by the arm.
"Mr. McKnight, may I present to you our beautiful Victoria Pearl."
Mr. McKnight kissed her hand.
"Very pleased to make your acquaintance, my dear. Miss Minna, I believe I would love to have dinner and share a bottle of champagne with this lovely lady."
All of a sudden, the fluttering feeling in her stomach doubled, and for a few moments, Victoria could not speak. She was completely mesmerized with the bluest eyes and the kindest smile she had ever seen. Victoria was especially impressed by the way he spoke. She had never heard anyone pronounce words so musically and speak so slowly. Robert crooked his arm, and Victoria smiled as she slowly reached through the opening he provided for her. Making contact, she could feel his strength and his warmth all at the same time. It was like holding on to a warm steel bar. Victoria was forgetting what her role was at the Everlay Club and what function she played. This was a good thing.
"Be polite and forget what you are here for. Remember, you are a butterfly, a beautiful fantasy."
Robert and Victoria sat in an elegantly set table with a linen tablecloth and napkins, fine silver, and gold-rimmed china dishes. A bottle of chilled Paul Roger 1892 was formally presented to the table. The waiter opened the champagne as if he were performing a sacred ritual. Victoria watched as Robert gallantly took a sip. She felt like she was in a fairy tale, and she certainly looked the part.
"Magnifico. Thank you. This will be fine."
Robert motioned his hand to Victoria's glass.
"For the beautiful lady."
The waiter elegantly poured a glass of champagne for Victoria. After the waiter topped off Robert's glass, he lifted it.
"To the good life, my dear."
"To the good life." Victoria smiled as she felt the cool, tiny bubbles tingle and slide down her throat and then settle into her stomach.
"So, who is the very beautiful Victoria Pearl?"
Victoria felt her cheeks flush. Shyly, she looked down and grinned. She could feel her heart was racing. Upon gaining her composure, she responded with charm. "Actually, Mr. McKnight, I would like to hear about you. What is Texas like? I have only read about it. Texas absolutely fascinates me."
Texas is God's country, Victoria. She has wide open spaces with beautiful rolling hills in the center, grassy plains in the north, lush green forest in the east, and majestic mountains in the south. The West Texas deserts have the most colorful sunsets you have ever seen, and there are white beaches with sugar-fine sand that border the deep blue waters along the Gulf of Mexico. Texas has rivers and streams, cactus, wildflowers, and old oak trees that could tell you quite a story if they could speak. At night, the stars are so bright, you feel like you can pluck them right out of the sky. Texas is where a man is only as good as his word, and a deal can be made on a handshake alone.
It sounds like a wonderful place.
I raise cattle, and I have a ranch at the edge of the hill country. My great-grandparents came to America from Scotland and were able to acquire a land grant for settlers brave enough to take on the new western frontier. The McKnights have been ranching and farming ever since. Mother and Dad both passed a while ago, and my little brother, Neil, was killed last September falling off his horse at a roundup. He was a real character. He loved to ride and hoop and holler, rounding up the herd. I remember it was a Tuesday morning, just another working day. His horse got spooked and bucked him off. His foot was caught in the stirrup and he was dragged quite a ways. By the time I got to him, he was in a bad way. He looked at me and said, "Love you, brother." Then he died.
Robert paused as sadness fell over him like a room losing its light when the sun goes down.
I really miss him. My brother was my best friend. Wish I knew what spooked that horse. I guess it was just Neil's time to meet his maker.
Then, as quickly as the sadness came, it left, and Robert perked up. Victoria was fascinated. She loved hearing his stories about Texas, and she kept wishing the night could go on forever. Robert was a handsome man, tall and lean, with slightly weather-brown skin that crinkled when he smiled. His teeth were white, and when he laughed, it made Victoria's heart feel light. Victoria was enamored. Robert was intrigued. She listened to every word as he explained the cattle business and what his life was like in Texas. Robert told her of the fresh water springs that flowed on his ranch and the way the wildflowers brought in the spring with a rainbow of colors. He was like a little child when he told her about his prize bull and how he had raised it from a calf. Robert smiled when he talked about watching it frolic with his mother.
"We call him Big Jake."
"Do you live on the ranch alone?"
"There are two families who work and live on the ranch. Jose's father worked for my dad. He and Maria Rosa live in one house, and John and Angela live with their children in the other. Maria Rosa is a great cook and keeps the ranch house clean. Angela tends to the garden and makes the best tortillas in the world. She's also quite a rider. The men take care of the livestock and work for a percentage of the profit."
Robert could not take his eyes off Victoria. He found himself lost in her eyes, and the warm glow from the candle enhanced her beauty even more. It was a perfect evening, and both Victoria and Robert laughed as he shared his ranching stories and how so many times animals seem to make more sense than people. One time, after telling a story about his brother, his eyes were full of tears when he finished. "I am so sorry." Victoria gently reached across the table and held his hand. Robert put his hand over hers.
"I know this sounds crazy, but somehow I feel like I've known you all my life."
A warm smile arose from Victoria's heart. "I know what you mean. I feel the same."
"You are quite lovely, Victoria Pearl. You are unique in your beauty, just like our Concho Pearl in West Texas."
"Concho Pearl?"
The pearls are an iridescent pink color. Some are almost lavender. Nowhere else on earth can you find a pink pearl. They are hidden treasures found only in the Concho River. Like our pretty pink pearls, you are a unique, beautiful treasure, Victoria.
Robert had already paid his bill. He rose from the table and reached out his hand to Victoria. With style and grace, she took his hand and stood up. He walked beside her and again crooked his arm. This time she snuggled into his warmth. She could feel his strong muscles, and again it felt like butterflies were dancing in her stomach. Victoria led Robert up the mahogany stairs to the rose room. He had made arrangements to have the room until morning. Victoria opened the door and walked inside. The room was beautiful. The golden light from the fireplace created a romantic ambiance across the room. Against the wall was a brass canopy bed with white linens. In front of the bed were two beautiful red and gold brocade curtains tied on each side of the curtain rod. A table with a crystal pitcher and glasses stood between two elegant chairs with colorful ottomans. Exquisite oriental rugs woven with deep, rich colors decorated the floor. The subtle fragrance of rose oil created a pleasant ambiance, as if those in the room were standing in the middle of a rose garden. Victoria became extremely nervous. She had only done this one time before, and realized she had no idea what she was doing. Although she had read every book she could get her hands on about Venetian courtesans and Kama Sutra techniques, Victoria suddenly forgot all she had ever read on how to please a man. Maddie was the only person she had told about Ian. The other girls had assumed Victoria was as experienced as they were. She started to question herself. What if I am a huge disappointment? I really do not know what to do. Victoria opened the door. Make yourself comfortable, Robert. I will be back in a few minutes.
Where are you going?
Oh, I will be right back. I am going down the hall to have the maid help me undo the buttons on my dress. Victoria was nervous.
Ma'am? I would like to undress you if you don't mind.
Robert reached over Victoria's shoulder and gently pushed the door behind her. With his hand still on the door, he reached down and softly kissed her mouth. Passionately, his warm, strong arms wrapped around her as he kissed her deeply. Robert put his hands on her shoulders and tenderly turned her around. One by one, he undid the hooks on her dress. Victoria's heart was racing. She felt her dress loosen around her shoulders and then fall to the floor. Victoria slowly stepped out of the dress and put on a champagne-colored satin dressing gown the chambermaid had laid on the bed. Robert took off his jacket, vest, and tie, and neatly laid them on the back of one of the chairs. Victoria playfully took off his boots, just like she used to do for her father. Robert watched as she seemed to glide across the room. He could not speak. He could only stare. Robert had never seen a woman so lovely. She took the pins from her hair and picked up a hairbrush. He walked over and took the brush from her hand and began slowly brushing the long, thick hair cascading down her back. His touch was soft and his voice was husky and low.
You are a real beauty, my dear.
Thank you. The champagne had completely worn off by now, and Victoria wondered if Robert could see how nervous she was. Apparently, he was reading her mind. Robert made an attempt to lighten the mood.
Would you like a glass of port?
Victoria could see there was a bottle of vintage port wine on the small table. Victoria felt a little embarrassed.
That would be lovely.
Robert poured two glasses of port and gave one to Victoria.
Here's to good times and the great state of Texas.
To the good times and Texas. Both of them took a drink. For a long moment, their eyes met with a sense of familiarity, of two souls reuniting in a space of timeless understanding. Robert looked at her with desire, and Victoria completely surrendered herself to the moment at hand. It was as if they were bonded with a golden light. Robert slipped the robe down Victoria's shoulders and pushed her hair to the side. Victoria was watching him in the mirror. He bent down and kissed the back of her neck, and when he did, every nerve in her body began to tingle.
You are quite exquisite, Victoria Pearl.
Robert took Victoria's hand and gently led her to the bed. She sat on the edge and looked up. He was so handsome, and his blue eyes seemed to know every thought or feeling she had ever had. Robert slowly laid Victoria down and untied her gown.
Lay on the pillow, my dear. You are absolutely gorgeous, Victoria.
Victoria was feeling the depth of Robert's desire for her. Her body was trembling in a way she had never known before. Robert's breathing became deep and husky. Victoria unbuttoned his shirt and was in awe of his muscular chest. Robert's hair was soft, and as she ran her hand over it, Victoria thought of how it felt like new spring grass bending beneath her hand. Robert ran his fingertips ever so lightly across Victoria's entire body. She could feel an electric current shooting chill bumps up and down her spine.
Victoria placed Robert's hand over her heart. Feel me, Robert. Feel me. Feel my heart.
I want to savor this time with you, Victoria. It has been quite a long time since I have been with a woman.
Robert softly touched every part of Victoria with his hands and made soft, gentle kisses all over her body. Victoria felt adored. She closed her eyes and responded to every move he made. It was like doing a dance, and she felt alive and free. Robert lightly stroked both sides of Victoria's waistline with the back of his hand, and then across the middle of her stomach. As Robert worked his way below Victoria's navel, Victoria's heart began beating so hard she thought it might burst from her chest. These were feelings she had never known before. Robert stood up from the bed and finished taking off his clothes. He looked like the pictures she had seen of Michelangelo's David.
What do you want, Victoria? Tell me what you want me to do. What will make you tremble and want me, Victoria?
Robert then gently put his hand on her womanhood and slowly massaged her with small, gentle circles.
Do you like this? What do you want, Victoria?
You, Robert. I want you.
Victoria felt like she was in a completely different dimension, as if she had walked through the looking glass. Robert explored unknown places, waking up erotic senses she never before knew were there. As he continued to gently caress her body, Victoria moaned with pleasure and slowly moved her body back and forth with delight.
Are you going to enter me?
Only when you invite me, Victoria. You let me know when you are ready.
Robert and Victoria spent the whole night together, performing the lover's dance several times that evening. When she awoke the next morning,
He was still holding her. Never before had she felt like a complete woman. Her experience with Robert was beyond her dreams. Now she knew what it was to be made love to by a real man, a Texas gentleman. Victoria's sexual encounter with Robert McKnight was like a beautifully orchestrated dance. The next evening, Robert returned to the Everlay Club and requested Victoria Pearl again. In fact, they spent 3 consecutive nights together, and each time Robert reserved the rose room for the evening. Every evening of sexual playing and seduction left Victoria with Robert's essence lingering all over her body. When it was finally time to say goodbye, Victoria felt both happy and a bit sad. Now she knew what it was like to feel like a complete woman. As she stood before him, she could still feel the tingling of the places on her newly explored body.
I will write to you, Victoria. I promise.
It was the last thing Robert said to her before he left. Maybe he would, perhaps not. One thing was true. Victoria had beautiful memories with Robert McKnight to carry with her the rest of her life.